Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'nishmas, the holy Bas Ayin. We're going to be learning his Torah on his yahrzeit, Siyata Vishmaya. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'avek yishimu ala losa shachar, etc. Ravika Yaakov Shem akon p'niyo, kivisi elokim panim el panim, batinatzel nafshi. And he wrestled with him until ala losa shachar, Yaakov called the name of the place p'niyel, because they saw God face to face, panim kel, panim el panim, pniel, latinat nafshi, now is saved. L'chor eino muvan mazeh, shkor amokom pniel machem esamayel shiraz b'mokom mazeh, v'zeh lo haya chidish etzlo klal. What's the chidish that he saw in Malach? He saw Malachim earlier also. Mashkos of Yom Yaakov kashir amachin elokim zeh. He said it's a camp of angels, so he already saw angels. V'nuch alom ra'al derech zeh. Then he's always terrified of this, the law of man. Begishto al avodas hakodesh, when he approaches avodas hakodesh pnima, tzorich lahashpil lachnia b'chinas kelacher elacher. When he approaches the holy service, he has to be mashpil. He has to lower. He has to subordinate. The b'china of elacher, of another god, shemuchona b'shem samach mem. That's called the samach mem in the Zohar Chadash Beis Yichuv Yiches. Shua sitrachor to the dark side. Shubachinas gasis ruach. That's the bechina of gasis ruach, of a thick spirit of arrogance. Ubemeu nechna, and how is it subordinated? Aide bechinas anov v'shiflas bemis machneo mashpilas esetrach alacher. How is it subordinated by the bechina of anov of shiflas of humility? He's mashpia the sitrach with his foreign god. Bechinas gasis ruach. Shusanu imavuzem ruchak mod ben yashem izbarach yosem ikol midas roos. That it's more hated, it's more disgraced, it's more distant in the eyes of Hashem more than all the other bad midos. Nikos toiv, and it's called the toiv of this gasus ruach. As we find in Mishlei Tezayin Hey, toiv as Hashem kol gaval lev, it's an abomination to Hashem, all those of a high heart. Tzorach hazeh ashar gadol amod shalo lintos, imo me'achrei Hashem v'lo minim v'lo miktsasei. V'asher d'shad d'shadi techle v'kala, as shalom eishu ad avodin toichal. And you need a great azhara, a great warning, not to be go after it. After this gasus ruach, after this gvale, which is a toy of Hashem, which is an abomination to Hashem. It's eish, and it can destroy the person. V'anava gematria samael. And anava is the same gematria samael. Zelu matze. In other words, this evil malach, it's a gematria v'anava. And that corresponds to God the Kochan of a love of Kuflamid Aleph. Achnu lahashbil as a samach men, ola gamkin Kuflamid Aleph. So 131 beats the 131. The another beats the Samael. Vaitin lo shumokom lachtio, won't give a place to make you sin. Ach bukhinas anabal anashim kerkenu davar nakel. Aide ispon in iskod lapagomim. Shinase bolam asal yonam aide maasein. It's easy to be in anab when you think of all the damage we do up there in Shemaim. Ava mishu shalim maasev nakim kolovim vashim akashim od lovel bukhinas anabab emes. But somebody who's completed his deeds and he's clean of all guilt, he's free of guilt, it's very hard for him to come to a b'china b'navi b'emes. Ach eitze yutza lezeh. Proper eitze is with stock. It's malachim ha-gadoshim ha-chshav dim es ha-boreh baruchu. V'yam b'yir v'gdush v'tara chi yav shalas egez ha-abdus p'sechel ha-noishi. V'yad egi el ha-babu shabachna v'ashiflus v'machni yom ha-shpil sin b'china samach men. V'yitze is... So look at the Malachim HaKadoshim, how they serve Hashem with Eim and Yer, with Kedush and Tara. And it's impossible to perceive this Avdus with human intellect. So immediately he's going to have Bushig, he's going to have Achna, he's going to have Shiflus, and he's going to be Mashpil, the Bechin of the Samach Mem. He's going to lower this dark side. It's known that the Sar Vesav is the Samach Mem, is the Samoil, Zorah Chadash Aleph, Kuf Mendal Aram Beis. And Yaakov Avinu had to lower this Sar of Esav through his great humility and lowness. It's easy to have an Avu. We just think of all the damage you do in the Lama Salyan. Yaakov Avinu, he was Shalim, so it's hard for him to come to an Avu. Come on, Merakos of Yaakov Shalim. כיצד יעקב קיים קומפליט והיה צריך להרום את ראש העליון לבחינס הסתכלות מלאכים וצרוף מפנים חייס קודש שעבדה סמי ויהיה רצף זיו קדוש ותהר השם באפשר לסך לנו של העסק זה. And he had to elevate his look, his perspective, to the malachim, to the seraphim, the hefan, and the chayis hakodesh. There are avodas be'ema b'yir b'resiv v'ziyah v'kedusha v'tara, that no human being can perceive this. Mi'ad ba'al b'chinas anov v'shiflus. So he immediately comes to a place of anov and shiflus, v'zeru ki yisi alim panim al panim. That's what it means, I saw God face to face. V'tirgam inkelus, arei chazesi mal'ocha da'ashem apin ba'apin, I saw the angel of God face to face. Shiachav adasam b'godel em of a year, in other words, Yaakov Avinu, was looking at the Malachim, how their avodah was with such fear, and that's how he came to a place of anava. Because I saw the angels, how they're serving, I was able to come to a place of anava. And memela batinatzel nafshi, and I was saved from the saravesa of the samach mem. That's why he called it Pinia. Because I saw the Malachim, and I saw their avodah to make me an anav. Not stam that he saw a malach. That's no big deal for Yaakov Avinu. But that he saw the Malachim, and he saw their avodah, and that's what made him an anav, and that's what enabled him to overcome the terrible Sarav Esav. This is to be totally subordinate to always do tshuva from the depths of the heart. And always to feel be doing tshuva from the depths of the heart and feel bitter and fearful and embarrassed and subjugated when he remembers who he rebelled against. This great, strong, powerful, awesome God, that there's no end, there's no investigation to his greatness. And this person is an empty vessel filled with embarrassment, and he's disgraced, and he stands before the complete God, and he's rebelling against him. And he realizes what terrible damage he's done. So he's so filled with fear and awe and trembling, and he realizes what damage he's done, and he has a broken heart, and there's tremendous remorse that he feels because of the past, and then the light of tshuva comes into him. So how does he cause this tshuva when he's very low, when he's very humble? And he should maybe even be born in the sechel sheyef shel hasig or tshuva mitzad ma'isav imlo al yedei b'schusavus m'sayi enosoi. So he realizes that he's not going to be able to be masig the or tshuva from his deeds if he doesn't have schus ma'isa of us. Then he has the koach to arouse the hearts of the Jewish people. Zia tamid avaydus Yaakov vina da'uz oiz the avod of Yaakov. To bring the seven holy midas to their source. To you, God, are all these seven midos. To lower the seven bad midas through his humility. Zayin pa'amim, yud, and then a hey, and then a vav, and then a hey, shem etzem baruch uvaruch shemo, which is God's primary name, because that's what Yaakov does. Yaakov takes the seven midas ros, and he lowers them to the seven midas kadoshos, of gedulah, gevurah, tiferet, v'netzach, v'hod, and he brings down the opposite, he knocks down the opposite side, the dark side, and that's why Yaakov is seven pa'amim, shem havaya, and he achieves this through his anava. The Anav of Yaakov is a true Anava. Or a tshuva b'chinas Esav. So he was muchot midaito. It wasn't because of his ma'isim. He was zochot all this bracha because of this chesav of Avraham and Yitzchak. And because of this, there was koach b'chinas tshuva v'achnazu with this tshuva. V'machnia the or tshuva b'chinas Esav. Now it's b'chinas malachim shalach yankiv leisav beis pa'amim malach gematria Yaakov. And that's the inyan of the malachim that Yaakov sent to Esav. Malach twice is gematria Yaakov. And Yaakov is also Zayin Pamim Shem Havaya. V'hachnitz bo gam ken b'chinas Yaakov. Kashi yachi tamad ha-shiv emid z'ktov shel Shmua Gadol. To give over to Esav this b'chin of Yaakov. And always to take the seven midas kedoshos and connect them to the Shem of Hashem. L'hashbu l'achnia to lower and to subordinate the seven midas rosh shebo. Shu b'chin asar shel Esav. So they had the Sar of Esav, El Acher, who's another God. Seven times. What he was trying to do is elevate the good midos and lower the bad midos. Until he approaches his brother, so he wanted to bring the Bechin of Tshuva to Esav. And that's why, after he bowed down seven times, Esav went over to kiss him. Why? Because he was Ma'ira the Tshuva in Esav. These Shevas made this role, so we're connected to the Sheva Amimin. And their Taiva, Kina, Gaiva, Kamsanus, and Sabrius, Atzlus, Atzvus. And then ultimately Esav hugged him because he was mashpil these bad midas and he was more Esav to tshuva. When a person has lived nishpav nitka, voice of tshuva, he could believe and he does tshuva from the depths of his heart to miyachad and midas kedosh to shmoy gadol. And his miyachad and midas kedosh is God's great name, mochon b'shem Yaakov. It's called Yaakov. Shishlos bonum is pesich lo kodosh yevshol lahasik b'chinas achinah meir tshuva. Because then mitzad maisiv kim mitzad schus avoyz. Vaz yesh koyach b'chinas tshuva kazu lazriach olafiyah l'chinas chayshev. So he has this broken heart. And he does tshuva from the depths of his heart. And he's miyachid the midas hakadoshes for God's great name. Then he's called Yaakov. And when he has his bonanos and his holy seichel, that he can't be masik b'chinas hachnor from the light of tshuva mitzad maisav, rather mitzad schutzavos, it's not going to come from his deeds, but rather because of the merit of his forefathers, then there's koach in this tshuva, in this repentance, to shine the darkness. Vazimuchun b'shem Yisrael, then he's called Yisrael. Gematria or choshech, which is the gematria of or choshech. Shibuchinas zarech b'choshech or le yisharim. That in the darkness the light shined for the straight ones. Ayde b'chinas chan v'rachim tzaddik through the b'chin of being merciful and compassionate and righteous. V'zeo perish ha-pasuk. And that's what it means in the pasuk v'ayvek ishi mo'ad ala s'shachar. Hayin shesar sh'lesev nesa enevek yi mo'ad ala s'shachar. The sar of Esav battled against him until the morning. Hayin o'ad sh'alo b'ala b'chinas sh'chayra and even nava. So he became to the b'chin of I'm black but I'm beautiful. Sh'b'chinas sh'kunik d'adlas b'lechiv reklal. This bechina that has no whiteness, bechina shiflus b'emes, complete humility, with nishba v'nechna ad la'aretz, and then he is lowered until the ground. Ve'yomer shalcheni kela shachar, and he said, send me because the morning is sun is shining. Kevin shabbos l'bechina shachar, bechina shiflus b'emes. Va'kenem b'lo la'yakov yomer shimchokim Yisrael, hanu kevin shabbos l'bechina zu'la s'riach l'bechina s'chayshach. So what happened? He got to this point where he was nothing, mamish nothing. And then it became Alas HaShachar, and then the sun shone. And because he reached this great Bechin of Shiflus. And then the angel said to him, your name is no longer Yaakov, King Yisrael. And Kevin Chabasa, since you came to the point where you could shine for the darkness, Atamachon B'Shem Yisrael, you're called Yisrael. Why, Bechina, what does this mean? In other words, he was Machnia the Sar of Esav. He subordinated, lowered the minister of Esav, the ministering angel of Esav. And he was Machnis or Atshuva Esav through the Vatuchal. What is Vatuchal? Gematria Avram Yitzchak, meaning he was successful, which is Gematria Avram Yitzchak with Schosavos. Schosavos, he was Machnia the Sar of Esav, and he was even Machnis or Atshuva to Esav. I realized that all of my avodas Hashem is panim el panim, face to face, the face of Avram, the face of Yitzchak. It's not mitzad masim, but tinatzel nafshi, and my soul was saved. Avram was bigger chesed, but that included gvura. Yitzchak was bigger gvura, but that included chesed. It says in the Zohar Chadash, Aleph Kuf Yud Ches. So they both have chesed, they both have gvura. So twice chesed and twice gvura is gematria vatinatzel. It's this whole avoda of God, but tinatzel nafshi is because of the tinatzel. The two palmim gvur and two palmim chesed, which is gematria vatinatzel, which is the avoda of Avram Yitzchak. And there's chus, I was able to be successful. They stand to my right. I was offered to the light of tshuva. And I was able to shine, to appear in a place of darkness, which is Yisrael, which is Gematria or Choshech. Because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to light in the darkness. Zarech b'choshech or la'yisharim. A light shines for the upright in darkness. And the pasuk concludes there. It's pasuk in 112:4. Chanun v'rachum v'tzadik. He is gracious, compassionate, and beneficent. That's how he's zochet to shine this light. Adgishto adachiv. So he was lighting this, shining this light to the bechin of chan v'rachum v'tzadik until he approached his brother. The pasuk says, v'hachnu bechin the sor tshuva leisav ad shenafal tzor v'echav keiv, to bring the light of tshuva leisav until he fell on his neck and he hugged him. And he was mashpil the sitra achra. Yiratzon sheniskel hazeh levar ruach hatumah bekirbeinu, amen. That was Yaakov's avoda, mashpil the sitra achra, through A, looking at the avoda of the malachim, and seeing how he's nothing, reaching b'chinas anava gemura, and that's what gives him power over the angels, the bad angels. And B, the Tzveitzach, that he was, he also connected the Avodah Panim El Panim, the Avodah of Avram Yitzchak, Vatinatzel, Shtepam Gvor, Shtepam Chesed, which is the Avodah of Avram Yitzchak, Vatuchal, Gematria Avram Yitzchak. So, through realizing that it's all Schosavos, he was able to machnia the bad side, he was able to bring the light of Tshuva into Esav, even Esav was bowing down to him, and he shined this light into Esav, this Or of Choshech. This Zarach b'choshech or la'yisharim, a light shines the upright in darkness, so he was able to shine that light through Chan of Rachum Tzadik, and even Esav went and kissed him. So that's our avoda to reach b'chinas anava, and anava brings so many brachas, and it's machnas tshuva in people's hearts, and Yaakov Avinu had that anava, and we should be zochim reaching to go on his derech, and realize that what we have is b'schus Hashem and b'schus Avos, and not chas v'shalom, to be arrogant about it, and have gasas ruach, which is a terrible, terrible midah. Thank you so much for listening. We should be able to learn more about science. This was very gishmak. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.